WWE Mobile.
What do you want, Chad?
King 4 of UWA.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, bud? You have a good day?
Had a great day.
Oh, I'm so frustrated right now. It's really bad when you are happy to be on I-85 headed home. You know you've had a bad day when you're excited to get on 85.
Somebody been drinking the Kool-Aid.
I hadn't been drinking the Kool-Aid. My dad stepdad is 92. And he got a wild hair and decided he was going to go buy him a computer. So he goes to Best Buy and buys Windows 10, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my goodness. It has been 2 days. What is a mouse? What is a cursor? What is an icon? No. No. So me and my wife moved him and mama to an iPad about 10 years ago, and they've been using Apple products because it's just a lot easier to use. And we've got everything set so that we don't have to be the tech gurus for them when they get in trouble. And I just told him, like it was this morning, you are taking this back, or you are going to figure out how to do it on your own, because I can't help you on FaceTime with this kind of stuff. That's not going to happen. And then that's when all the problems started.
Wow. Well, good luck with it, bud. Listen, I hate to break it off, but I'm going to go in to get a little something to keep my belly happy. And me and Patrick's going to go in to get something to eat before the meeting. And we just pulled up. So I just want to say, hey, listen, good luck with that. Whew. Better you than me. That's all I can say. Hang in there, bud. All right. KN4 VWA, I'm clear, son. Bye.
Trust me, it's under control. That's called force mitigation. It's handled.
KO4NUE. This is KO4QLD.
Go ahead, brother. This is KO4NUE.
In a really, really bad day, because I think it's still rush hour traffic out there on 85, ain't it? And that's even worse than just getting on 85.
Hey, you're exactly right. But I'm grinning ear to ear because oh my goodness, that was horrible. I'm just horrible. Never, ever, ever. So we got him straight. It took all day. And I can't even tell you.
The objective, though, I guess.
Yeah, we did. I'm not sure how happy he is right now, but I mean, we got a bigger screen so he can see. We got the icons bigger, got the text bigger, and, you know, the iPad he had was just totally out of date, so he's happy and satisfied, but what in the world possessed him to move to a Windows product? I have no idea, and I don't have anything against Windows. It's wonderful, but to do what he's wanting to do, I told him this morning, when you fly a Cessna 135 your whole life, what in the world possessed you to jump in a jet fighter? I mean, why would you do that? But But anyway, we got it straight, and it's just imagine trying to teach Annie Oakley how to use Windows 10. Just think about that for a minute. Nope.
Even attempted. She came over here a little while ago. I got her up there picking some muscadines. I was helping her, of course, but when she got in the car, I had to tell her how to put it in gear. So the Windows 10, Apple products, it don't matter.
Think about it. Now, if he can click on an icon, and as soon as he clicks on that icon, it does it. For example, call Chad. Boom, it calls Chad. Or send a text message. Boom. He types his letters in and it sends a message. Trying to explain to him, well, you know, click on this icon and then it opens up this window and then you got 60 choices you can do with that window. No. Nope. Not me. And then imagine trying to do that 54 miles away on the telephone. No, that's like troubleshooting a Fidel over the phone. That just, that doesn't work.
With you still?
Dropped him off, and I'm on 85 headed toward the house. But, man, I'm telling you, we went to Best Buy, returned it, and then they didn't have what he wanted, so we got in the vehicle, come all the way down 85, down to the Apple store, and I mean, he's already so frustrated, and that's some of the problem too. He was really frustrated, and I get it. I mean, he's losing his vision, he's losing his hearing, he's losing his driver's license. That's a lot. I understand that, but man, so we get all the way to the Apple store after 4 hours of fighting with him, and we stand at the Apple store, and this little girl comes out and says, do you have an appointment? And I said, no, we don't have an appointment. And she says, well, you can't come in here without an appointment. I said, move. we're coming in this store. We're looking at iPads. We're going to buy one, and we're going to leave with one. So that's what we did. I mean, I hate to say it, but so this guy comes over in blue jeans and flip-flops now. And he says, can I, you know, what's going on over here? And I explained what was going on. And it didn't take him long to realize what was happening. And he says, he looked at me and he says, he's having a tough time, huh? I said, yeah, we just turned in a computer that had Windows 10 on it. And he said, no, you're in the right place. And I said, you're exactly right, we're in the right place. He said, well, let's help you find what you need. So it took us about 10 minutes. And that was that. Out the door we were and headed back to the house. And it took all of about 20 minutes to get the thing set up and running. So I'm happy. He's happy. But I sure am glad to be headed to the house.
You'll get an extra crown when you get to heaven for that, for today.
Crown for helping him, but I get a crown taken away for telling the lady at the Apple store, no, we're leaving with a computer. Now, whether I can't help it whether you like that or not, but that's what's happening today. I'm in the negative. Well, I'm not in the negative, but I didn't gain nothing.
I guess it's all over with now. Huh? Y'all got everything done that you needed to do?
Believe it or not, I started off heading your way this morning. got in the truck, made it all the way up to the store to get diesel fuel, left my credit card, debit card at the house, checkbook at the house. So I had to turn all the way around, go back to the house, and find my debit card and checkbook, and then went all the way back up to the store, and then got a panic call from Mama. So I had to turn around, come all the way back through Greer again, get on 85. So it took me all of about 3 hours to get to Piedmont this morning. And it's been a rough day. And I'm sitting here in a parking lot on right off of I-85, and I'm just as happy as can be, because nobody's bothering me except for just waiting on traffic to move. And oh yeah, by the way, let me let this repeater cycle. On the way to Piedmont, I get in downtown Greer, right there at the, I forget where it is, where the main railroad track is, and get right up to the intersection, and the railroad arms come down, and a train, probably, I don't know, 500-600 feet long, comes down, stops traffic, and just stops and parks. I bet you I sit there for 20 minutes. So I had to turn around and go halfway back home to get around it. It's just been, man, it's been one of them days. I should have just stayed at the house.
It's a Monday. That's kind of the way the Mondays go.
I was able to talk with Roland's daughter a few minutes ago, and she says he's doing much better. And she gave me his telephone number. She said probably don't need to call him tonight. Give him a call tomorrow. But she said his color was much better. He looked much better. And they've pumped him full of antibiotics. So I'll give him a holler tomorrow and find out kind of what's going on and talk with him directly, I guess. But just an interesting day, I guess.
Keep me posted on that. There's a pretty good documentary on the History Channel last night, and I think it finishes up tonight, if you're interested.
What's it on?
Some hostages back when Jimmy Carter was president.
Okay, I'll check it out. Say it's pretty good.
Last night, anyway. I'm probably going to check into the net and go get me some supper here in just a few minutes, but I'll be tuning in.
Hey, well, sorry. I posted an announcement last night about Roland on the radio, so I'll probably post another one tonight on what's going on with him. That's been my day. And man, what a day.
This is over for you. I'm going to go ahead and check out and shut this computer down.
I'll give you a holler, and we'll work something out for next day or so. But I'll see you then. KO4QLG, this is KO4NUE, and I'm clear. Have a nice night, bud. And tell Miss Oakley I said hello.
KO4QLG, I'm clear.
4DOS, KI4DOS, KZ4TMA. For TMA monitoring.
TMA, KO4NUE, how are you today, sir?
NUE, I believe that's Chad, am I right? Yeah, I'm doing all right today, how about you?
Yes, sir, that is Chad. I'm doing pretty good. What you been up to today, sir? I'm not sure if we've talked before.
This is Simon in Greenville. We talked at least once before. In fact, if I'm remembering correctly, it was the day that you had a funny little episode of some car trouble that took you down a funny road and you got in a kind of sticky situation and you weren't too sure how safe you were there. I hope I'm not mixing you up with someone else. Anyway, I know we've talked before on some account because otherwise I wouldn't have known your name by your call sign. So, but yeah, this is Simon in Greenville.
Yeah, you're right. Sticky. It was a little sticky, you know, to say the least. But yeah, that's me. That's the same guy. But I'm on connector 80, I think, in between 85, headed toward Greer. And my 92-year-old stepdad decided today that he was going to go to Best Buy and buy a computer with Windows 10 on it. So after owning Apple products for the past 10 years, so I have spent... You ever tried to troubleshoot a jet fighter over the telephone? You know what I mean?
No, I don't envy you. Yeah, that sounds like a different kind of sticky situation. Actually, for work recently, I had to start using Windows instead of Mac. I've been on Mac for a good 15 years now, and that with my line of work, I just spend all day on a computer, so having to transition like that drove me crazy. But no, if I were trying to troubleshoot or guide someone of that age through that kind of transition, that would be tricky.
Tricky. So the first day, we tried to help him with FaceTime off of his iPhone. So he doesn't understand that you can flip the camera. So imagine him trying to hold the phone and line the camera up on the Windows computer so we can see what he is seeing, without looking through the front lens. And then when we got him to figure out that he could indeed flip the camera so that he could see what image that he was looking at, he turned the phone around. So it's just no sir, I can't do it.
Sounds downright terrible. But, you know, I think that's the kind of thing that if you had screen recorded yourself, you probably could have popped that onto YouTube, and the kind of royalties you'd make off of the hits you'd get might have actually paid you something for it to have been worth all your trouble.
Like this. When he lives in Piedmont, so I have been dealing with I live in Campobello, which is, I don't know, an hour, 10 minutes to Piedmont by the time you know, if traffic is good. So when you have been dealing with that all day and you are excited to be on I-85 and you are ecstatic to be sitting in a traffic jam, that's a pretty good indicator of how my day has went.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good thermometer, a pretty good mood thermometer, you know. How was my day? Well, let me tell you how happy I was to sit in traffic, and that'll pretty much sum up how your day was. But listen, that's good of you. Our senior citizen family members need people like you to help them out, so I hope that when I'm 90-something and I'm trying to figure out the latest gadget, some family member of mine will be that patient with me. Who knows? Maybe I'll make them explain it to me over ham radio just to give them a challenge.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's real funny. But no, that doesn't work. No way.
Last time we talked, again, if I'm not mixing you up with anybody else, I think we only talked once, but last time we talked, I think you mentioned being ex-military and that you had been in the communications division. And if that's true, then I'd just be eager to hear what you're up to these days in terms of radio. You got any new projects or any new rigs you're building or anything new you're trying to build or figure out these days?
So, yes, I did 2 deployments in Iraq in a communication unit in an expeditionary signal brigade. And
we basically did bulk data. I mean, just gobs and gobs of data. We did have some line of sight stuff. Nothing that was high frequency because it just, I mean, we ran fobs and cobs with thousands of internet connections through basically microwave technology, troposcatter, tactical satellite, GIS packages, prominas, you know, switching software for phones, and of course all that's encrypted and this, that, and the other. So we had our own frequencies we could operate on. We had pretty much unlimited power. We just didn't have any restrictions at all. And when I got out, I just said, I don't want to deal with anything that deals with communications ever again. I am done. Well, 4 or 5 years went by, and then I decided I'd give it a shot. So when I started studying for my technician license, I'm thinking, why is this exam telling me, or what I'm studying telling me, that I'm restricted to 1,500 watts on HF, and then like 50 watts or 100 watts on VHF? I mean, I couldn't understand that. And I just thought, why would anybody want to do this? Because over there with the troposcatters or TACSAT, if you couldn't establish a link because the ionosphere didn't want to act right, then you just crank up the power and burn a hole in it. I mean, you just do what you got to do. But this is, you got to manage all that. And that's intriguing to me, to be able to say, okay, well, I got X amount of bandwidth, I got X amount of power, and well, let me see what I can do with it. And it keeps my mind busy. So let me let this repeater cycle, and I'll be right back. Technician, and loved it. The people are really nice, really polite, professional, and was just looking for something to fill the gap as far as meeting a new community that people are like-minded, that kind of thing. And decided when I got in that I don't think I'll ever go any further than technician. But I liked it so much, I went and got my general, and had built my first dipole last week. And I think that's real funny from my side, is that, you know, I worked on Klystrons, I worked on crypto, I worked on, I mean, just to give you an idea here. We kept Orville Redenbacher popcorn in the shelter with the troposcatter. And when we wanted a snack, we, you know, duct taped the bag of popcorn to the end of a broomstick. And you just stick it up in front of the feed horn on one of those troposcatters, and then, you know, about 30, 45 seconds later, you got a bag of popcorn. And just having to step down and manage what little bit that the FCC gives you, that's quite a challenge. And to be able to come from that and try to build your first dipole, I think it's kind of comical that I struggled so much with understanding how a dipole works, but I don't have any issues struggling how a Klystron works. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's just weird enough for me to be engaged, I guess. That's the only way I can explain it.
TMA for ID. Yeah, no, Chad, I really like that. Thanks for sharing that. And, I mean, first off, it's just interesting to hear your background, and I am glad to hear that after a couple years of being sick of communications, you came back around and tried this out. And I really like the point you're making about how, on the one hand, it's almost upsetting or a little discouraging to think, well, this is all the FCC is going to give me to work with. And yet, I think you're right, and I think it's true in life in general, that whenever you've got boundaries or parameters, you know, that forces some creativity, right? You can't just up the juice all you want, so you got to get creative and you got to problem solve. And I think that's definitely one of the fun things about it. Right? It's one of the things that I think will keep me interested in the hobby. And again, I think that's just kind of true in life. When you've got some kind of boundary or some kind of limit or some kind of obstacle, that's what forces some creativity. And of course, that's what leads you to understand things even better anyway. So yeah, I like that. And your popcorn story is hilarious. I was chuckling over here as you shared that. And yeah, it is kind of funny to imagine you going from that to just building a dipole. But the other thing I like about that is when I was trying to understand antennas, you may have been on the net one night when I asked this question. I was just confused about counterpoise and why it is that my mobile rig even needs a counterpoise. Like, what's the point of really connecting my antenna to my chassis? And somebody, I think it may have been Gary, but somebody came on and really encouraged me to understand it as a dipole antenna. And once I went and read more about how dipole antennas work, that was the first time I really understood that my counterpoise, you know, the chassis of my vehicle, is acting like the other half of my dipole. And so I don't know, I kind of like that you're being forced to go back and do this really simple antenna, because of course that's going to generate such a better understanding of the fundamentals. And who knows, it may lead to a deeper understanding of the stuff that you knew how to do before, but you didn't quite understand it at the same fundamental level, you know?
And, you know, the more power you have and the more boundaries you have, the less you are required to understand what it is you're doing. So when you have that restrictions or that choke around you, you have to, I mean, it's kind of like managing a budget. You got to get every ounce of every dime you can out of it and make it work and make it last. And it's the challenge. At the end of the day, it's not so much talking on the radio. Now, don't get me wrong. I love talking to people. I enjoy listening to their stories and meeting new people and that kind of thing. But all of the science that goes behind that, and to say, hey, you know what? I took a piece of wire, a scrap piece of wire, and I hooked it up to this thing called a radio, and I talked with somebody in Australia with it. And that's, you know, you can say it's kind of weird or goofy or whatever, but at the end of the day, that's pretty neat. Or it is for somebody that's wired that way. People that don't think that way, that's just, you know, well, I'll just use a cell phone. And I get that too. But, you know, it's just a challenge for me that's motivating me, I guess.
I hear you. In fact, you reminded me, I was talking to my father-in-law recently. He was asking me about the radio in my Jeep, and as I explained it to him and, you know, how interested I was getting in it, he pulled his cell phone out of his pocket. He said, well, I can talk to Italy with this, and I don't need a license. And I said, yeah, I think you're missing the point. So, yeah, I get it. I get it for sure. Well, listen, I'm bummed I got to go because there was something else I wanted to ask you, but I'll save it for next time. I am here picking somebody up, so I better jump out. But I'm glad you're enjoying being in traffic after the kind of day you had. But at the same time, I hope you don't have too much of that, and I hope you get home soon. So drive safe, and I look forward to catching you on the air next time. Yeah, thanks for shouting back, and we'll talk to you next time. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final chat. Thanks.
TMA, KO4NUE, yes, sir. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation, and anytime I get to meet an interesting person on the other end, that's always a good day, and I appreciate you being along for the ride with me. You have a safe day and safe night. 73's to you, sir, and KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Batu Tango Mobile.
4DJW Mobile.
Are you off, J?
to tonight, W2T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. I'm headed over to the Greer meeting at Woodman of the World. Where are you headed?
I've got rehearsal tonight, so that's where I'm headed.
We're headed over to the Greer Club.
But Dave.
Just finished supper, K4VWA, and headed over to the Greer meeting. See you over there, Dave. Hey, Rusty. K4VWA, clear.
Hey, Steve. W4DJW Mobile.
Hey, y'all enjoy the meeting. Just got to be at this rehearsal tonight. And we got elections, so I need to be there. Anyway, so what you been up to today, Dave?
I worked off one of my last 3 days at the company that I'm working at. And then I'm done. 2 more days to go. Yeah. I'm going to fly airplanes as much as I can.
Retiring, huh?
Keeping my options open. Let's put it that way. That's the easiest way to phrase it.
You're going to be between things, as they say.
They put it like that once before. I'm between gigs. And the next gig might be retirement. It might be another gig.
You're going to do like they do in the churches. You're taking a sabbatical, or at colleges. You're taking a sabbatical is what it is.
That is correct, but that sabbatical could be cut short unexpectedly if somebody needs something really quick. I would be accommodating to them. Otherwise, I'm going to enjoy my freedom, and I'm going to go flying and do some things that I've been wanting to do. You know, catch up on some of those around to it things that you never find around to it to do it.
I'm one of those round to it somewhere. I got to find it if I want to do anything. Anyway. Well, hopefully I can start getting back, but right now I'm in the midst of a bunch of stuff going on, so I can't actually skip my rehearsals, so. Oh, we're just all getting back together and getting things going again, so. I was supposed to be at two rehearsals tonight, one at 6 o'clock and then this next one at 7, and the one at 6 o'clock, since we aren't going to have but half the handbell choir there, 4 out of the 8 of us, and the director couldn't sub for the other 4 that were going to be missing. So she canceled tonight, and we'll start next week then.
I have to go down 290 to head, you know, in toward Greer, and I remembered I got a dentist appointment in the morning, and they called me in something to make it so that I don't care what they do. And it's over at CVS, so I'm going down Rutherford. So, Steve, if you're still listening, I might be a little bit late. I've got to pick up some drugs at CVS, so I can feel the pain, but I don't care about it. Anyway. About slipped my mind there. I don't know. Something you said, Rusty, triggered that.
Bring that round to it. Anyway. I just passed by a CVS on one corner and a Walgreens on the other corner over here at 290 and Reedville Road. But, so they don't just gas you when you go there. They tell you to take something in advance. That way you don't care, huh?
They're going to do something that's painful. That's one of the reasons I stick with this dentist. I don't want to know anything about it till I wake up. And he does just that. He makes it so I don't know anything about it till I wake up. And that's where there's no pain going to this dentist at all, ever.
That's what I need. Me is one like that now, because I've got to have a bunch of work done.
But I kept putting it off, and finally it's time to just go ahead and do it. I had a root canal a while back, and then they have to eventually put a crown on a root canal or something like that. I don't know. But this is the final piece of it. And so this is finishing that up, and then I'll be all caught up except for the every half a year cleaning kind of thing.
Time was going to be that simple. I had that done years ago. And then the crown broke, and the base that it was on, it broke off, so that one had to come out, and that went that away, you know. Sometimes it happens. But I got to have more work done than that. I wish it was that simple, and all. But it takes a little bit more funds than I've got right now, so I've got that in the near future, I hope.
I don't know. I'm about to learn all that stuff. I don't know anything about it. In Medicaid, don't they pay for some of that kind of stuff?
they pull for a certain number. Medicare covers a certain extractions a year, but and fillings and cleanings. But that's about it. They don't pay for any major work.
That's a new learning curve I've got to get into. Hey, that was Waze telling me I'm approaching a railroad. And it looks like they're lined up in the drive-thru, so I'm going to have to go in so I'm not late at the club meeting. Anyway, Rusty, I got to jump out. I got to run in CVS because I can't go through the drive-thru. W2TW4DJW. Catch you later.
Hi, Dave. Have a good one. Enjoy the meeting. And say hello to my friends there. Talk to you later. W2T Mobile.